The first about government buying technology is about building tools for contracting officers and program offices to write better RFPs and to streamline the process that they go through in order to procure or acquire something. And the latter, about building tools for small businesses, is really about making it easier for people to sign up to sell to government and making it easier for people to send bids in that are high quality and discover contracts that they may not have discovered before. And it's designed to answer some questions like, what happens when you make it incredibly easy for people to bid on a government contract? What happens when you design a system for government buyers that makes awarding contracts to small businesses under the simplified acquisition threshold a lot easier? You know, do we get new players in the field? Do we increase competition? Do we lower prices? And do we help agencies meet their small business goals? All those things are things that we're looking at with RFP-EZ. So RFP-EZ is an attempt and an experiment in both of those things. And I think it's really important to note that RFP-EZ is an experiment. If you take a look at the Federal Register notice mentioning the program, you know, this is a system that's designed to complete, a pilot that's designed to complete in May, at which point it'll be taken offline, retooled, we'll have, you know, some lessons learned, and then build the next iteration of it sometime down the road.
How does it make it easier to write RFPs?
Let's say you want to buy a website in the federal government, right? And it's like, I need to remake energy.gov or whitehouse.gov or whatever. Generally, what happens is you send an email out to everybody else you know that has built a website before that says, hey, can you send me that statement of work that you used? And then you get about 15 different statements of work, RFPs, back. And then you copy and paste those things together and you give them to your contracting officer. And then you end up in this long, arduous process of basically what's repetitive copywriting over and over and over again for weeks, sometimes months, before you actually get this RFP or statement of work out into where it can be bid upon. And usually, because of the way that it was made, you know, it was sort of written by committee, written by bunches of different people, it yields a generally bad result because vendors can't find it, which is why you see things sometimes on FedBizOps that are like, we need an information distribution platform designer, when really it should say, like, we need a web designer. Because, you know, I don't know anybody that's an information distribution platform designer, and no web designer would go to FedBizOps and look for contracts that say, I'm looking for information distribution platform design contracts. SOW Composer is a component of RFP-EZ that allows for program officers and contracting officers to basically share statement of work templates together and make it less repetitive to create statements of work, which is pretty cool. And, you know, a lot of people inside of the government are raving about this functionality because we're saving hours of time with this. So we're pretty psyched about that. And for small businesses, it helps them because they're getting better statements of work that are more discoverable. So all of a sudden, that information distribution platform RFP says web design because it's performing better amongst the government-wide community.
So one thing about the SOW Composer is being used to share templates. What do you mean?
What you're able to do is see all the statements of work that have gone through the system before and to see how they've performed. So you're able to see basically effectively what is a Word document and that contracting officer's maybe comments on how well it worked alongside how many times it's been used before and how and what the result has been. And so you as, you know, a new program officer can say, oh, cool. Well, I'm going to, you know, use that statement of work to do my procurement and adjust it as I see fit.
With the pilot, you're looking at only specific types of technology. What types of services are you looking at?
RFP-EZ is designed for procurements that are under the simplified acquisition threshold. That's usually $150,000. And it's designed primarily for web-related professional services. So what that means is things like web design, web development, content management, social media outreach, that kind of thing. And I think over time, we'll expand that into other professional services and eventually maybe products.
If you're a vendor looking, how's it going to make it easier for vendors specifically?
The first thing is makes it so that your statements of work are, your potential projects are more easily discoverable. The second reason is, I mean, just take a look at it. Go to rfpez.sba.gov. It's a beautiful website. It works well. It's something that you have a good user experience with. The third way is you know, we're not asking small businesses anymore to send in 60-page Word documents for a proposal. Instead, we're asking them four questions. All you got to do to bid on a contract, an RFP easy, is answer four questions about it. And they're always the same magical questions. Those questions are, what would your approach be to solve this problem? What have you done in the past that indicates that you would be good at solving this problem? Who is going to work on this project? And finally, how much is it going to cost? And that's all you've got to do to bid on a project. And you can sign up for a profile. You can put your prior work in there so that contracting officers can look through a portfolio of yours or take a look at your website and that kind of thing too. But it makes it super easy to bid. And the other thing is it makes it easy to ask questions and get answers from your contracting officer. So you don't have to go through sort of some cumbersome email process of emailing back Word documents back and forth. You can get all of that straight off the web.
Give me a sense of the process by which you started with this idea of making it easy to bid to where we are now.
What's interesting about that is where our real discovery came is that there's just so much low-hanging fruit around the software that contracting officers use and streamlining that process. I mean, while our primary goal was helping small businesses, when we came in and just saw the processes that contracting officers are using, we thought, oh, wow, we can actually build some pretty interesting and innovative tools for those guys that do some pretty advanced stuff, like automatically querying multiple databases to make it so that a lot of the more menial work that a contracting officer must do can be generally automated. And that's where we saw, I think, early on, a lot of where the rewards were, along with that SOW composer idea of saying, like, hey, you know, we're having lots of different people write basically the same thing in different ways. Can we, you know, centralize and streamline that and make it a little bit easier? And to be honest with you, the small business stuff, making it easy for small business, I think because all three of the people on my Presidential Innovation Fellows team, Jed Wood, myself, and Adam Becker, we're all small business owners. So we sort of knew what it is that we expected out of a system and went around and talked to lots of small businesses. And I think the thing that we learned primarily is that nobody really likes writing proposals and no one likes reading them either. So let's, you know, simplify that process and make it bionic, better, smarter, cheaper, faster.
What kind of response are you getting? I saw that there's four or five RFPs up there now.
Yeah, we have four RFPs up there. In our first week, I guess you'll be the first person we tell, we've got about 200 new businesses that have signed up already in RFP Easy that are actively bidding on these contracts. So we're pretty excited about that. That was our, I think, biggest and primary goal was, can we get businesses signed up to bid on these things? It turns out we can, and it's still growing.